This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Always great to talk to you guys.
Well, we got news now. The Bears on Friday told the Chicago Tribune, I think they were the first to report it, that they have now solely put their focus on Arlington Heights as the spot for the new stadium. So I think we all understood that was coming. We all felt the shift. But now the question of what does that mean and when does it start? Will they have dirt moved by the 2026 year?
I think so. We're in the spring of 2025. They could be in the ground in earnest by the end of this calendar year, or the early part of 26. It takes a little while to mobilize all forces to get the financing in place, to get the design drawings done. Kevin is a very meticulous person when it comes to planning such things. I remember seeing the binders that he had for the Minnesota Stadium in his office, and he is a person who plans. He is a person who researches, and the old line: measure twice, cut once. He measures three or four times before he cuts, and that pays big dividends down the road in a major construction project like this.
So, Mark, we know about the Bears and the school district tax hurdles they had to clear, and that was accomplished. And now there seems to be another part tied to potential legislation because of the tax certainty they're seeking in relation to the mega project, I think is the way that they're phrasing it now. But I just wonder if you could help us understand what that entails, what that is ahead for that potential legislation, and what it could mean.
Well, when you have a project that is this significant, doesn't matter if it's a stadium project or a $3 to $5 billion major development, there are things that you look for the government to come in and participate or at least give you certainty about. The Bears are going to look for the same kind of thing. That is the standard operating procedure that any project of this size would look for. And so that entails wanting to get tax certainty, wanting to hopefully get some infrastructure enhancements to allow people to get in and out of the site better, allow the development of the site to go forward more efficiently. There's been talk that maybe Chicago legislators would hold that up in Springfield or cause problems at Cook County. And you got to hope that that doesn't happen, because that'd be very myopic The Bears gave it a good shot in Chicago. There just wasn't interest in Springfield to do it. And, you know, give them credit for the effort that they made. They tried, and it just wasn't able to get done. So don't hold that up, and don't be so myopic, and just do the normal things that a state and a county would do to help a major project like this go forward. The county is still going to get all the taxes it would have gotten had it been in the city of Chicago, the stadium been in the city of Chicago. The city will not, but then, you know, the city can work on with the state on how it's going to help pay off the rest of the Soldier Field bonds that remain outstanding when the Bears no longer are there, because the tax can still continue on the hotel motels that were passed for the White Sox stadium and the Bears stadium. So there's a deal here to be had. It's not over yet. The White Sox still are at play also, but one would hope that they'll look at it the right way, the way government officials should look at it, and not be too selfish or myopic, and just do the things they normally do. Don't go out of the box too far, and that'll help get this whole project done properly.
That's good information, Mark. I hadn't thought about the city trying to slow it down. You know, we know they're running out of time in Springfield in terms of this legislative calendar. Do they have the tax certainty they need from the school systems? I thought that was a limited agreement. Is that going to be a long-term one? Are they okay with that stuff?
I don't believe that has been completed yet.
Right.
That's a pre-development agreement. That's okay. Until everything is finished. Meaning it's not a post-development agreement, post-construction agreement. So that still has to be worked out. And some of that would need to be worked out with the state also to give them certain designation that would allow the mega project to be able to be treated in a certain way for tax purposes. Recognize, guys, that stadiums and arenas generally around the country do not pay property taxes. Because they're generally paid for and owned by the government, by a governmental entity. This will be different because the stadium's going to be paid for by a private entity. One would think that is such a great advantage for the city, state, and county that they would at least be helpful on a property tax basis going forward.
Mark, how significant do you think it is that, according to this latest report, the Bears are planning to or willing to pay for the stadium and then seek the help from the state for providing the infrastructure improvements necessary for the entire project to be pulled off?
Very significant. That makes this project very similar to, for example, SoFi Stadium, where the team paid for the entirety of the stadium, but there were infrastructure improvements that the local government participated in, where the team paid for the cost of acquiring the land. And the so most of the costs then, the lion's share of the costs being paid for by the team for land acquisition, for construction, and just some infrastructure improvements being sought. That was kind of the deal that very similar to the deal that the Patriots received. That is a generous deal. Look at the deal that just got approved or got signed. It still has some steps to go to in Washington, D.C., a comparably sized city. There is about $1.25 billion would be expected to come from the government in addition to the land that the government owns. Here, the Bears are not asking for that $1.25 billion, and they're not asking for the land. They paid for the land themselves, and the Bears are saying they'll pay for the entirety of the stadium themselves. This is a fantastic deal for the government. They should grab it with both hands and not be not sit on the sidelines on this one. This is not this is not a 50-50 deal. This is a very favorable deal for the government. If it weren't for the local politics kind of part of it, that some people may have their noses at a joint because they'll be leaving the city of Chicago but staying within Cook County.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, I wonder about the appetite for spending any money in Springfield. You know, they shot down the idea of anything, any help downtown. And now, I'm with you on what the benefits are, but you've got to get better ins and outs, and you got to figure. I don't know. Do you need to redo that metro station that was there already? Is there for when Arlington was there? And it's an easy trip from downtown. But I just don't know about the appetite to how much needs to be helped. This is a monster project. There's so much. It's not just the stadium. It's everything around there.
Right. These are the kinds of things that the state would do ordinarily. Let's say that this was going to be a major corporate campus. This is the kind of thing the state would do to help attract a major corporate headquarters or regional headquarters to come to that region. The state has a business development money in its budget. It hasn't stopped doing its normal routine activities. It has infrastructure money in its budget. It's just, where does it apply those dollars? So this is not something that the state doesn't do as a matter of course. This is something the state does do as standard operating procedure for any project, but for certainly any $4 to $5 billion type of development project. That's why I say, and recognize that any kind of road improvements that get done right, are going to be there for the public to use 365 days a year. It's not going to be segregated just to be used for the Bears Stadium. And that's another thing to keep in mind. And that's something that the state does all the time.
So Arlington Heights has a new mayor, Jim Tenaglia, and he has been very open about not only welcoming the Bears, but inviting the White Sox, wanting to build the Sox Park on the same grounds. I just wonder, I referred to it last week as a fun idea, but a little bit of a distraction. How do you view his invitation to the Sox to build a park there?
That's a great way to put it. Fun idea, distraction. Once this deal gets finalized, and one could argue the White Sox could actually deal with it today after the announcement. The focus on the White Sox should be very, very clear at the state level, because though the Bears were never going to leave the region, the White Sox could if a deal does not materialize for them. And that's a very different situation. That could be a massive loss to the city and the state if that occurred. So the tax money, that hotel motel tax that both teams were looking at now, you're looking at that being just for one team, because that's just within the city of Chicago. So if the team stays within Chicago, You can see how that could then be used to help the White Sox. Where would that project go? Is that is the 78 back on the table again?
Right.
That was a great site, especially with the development they were talking about doing. Would the White Sox look to the western suburbs again? Would they look to the northern suburbs? You know, it is hard to imagine a scenario where the White Sox, now having no other team competing with the hotel motel tax with them, leaving the city of Chicago and that tax source, since it's already being applied. What does that mean in terms of how much does it buy and where would the project go? This is where, you know, there were some good ideas floated out there, the 78 being one, which I personally thought was a fantastic idea. You know, should come on the table. But yeah, I think it's a fun distraction. If the White Sox ever chose to leave the city itself, especially now with without having the big local broadcast deal that was a major attraction before, but no longer is because of the way regional sports networks are declining, I think you have to start thinking that if you're the ownership of the White Sox, you have to start thinking about whether Chicago is in your long-term future as a region. And maybe Nashville or another place is more of a possibility if the city and state don't come together and help you build a new stadium.
How quickly would that happen?
Well, you know, the White Sox have got the luxury of time. That building has been it has been maintained very well. So they have the luxury of time, but their lease comes up, what, you know, somewhere around 2030 also. Mm. I've forgotten the exact date. So it's the kind of thing that needs to get done now. I mean, and Jerry is ready, willing, and able. Look, I've had the pleasure of being able to spend a little time with him recently, and you know, we've had a lot of discussions in politics these days about, you know, people who are in their 80s and whether, you know, where they are cognitively. Let me tell you something, Jerry Reinsdorf is as sharp as he has ever been. This man is brilliant. He's what, 88 years old now?
Right.
And he is so sharp, so smart, so on top of things. This is the guy you want to do a deal with. He's done it before. He's done it multiple times before. He's the guy that can get things done. That's the guy they should be working with right now.
Great stuff, Mark. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Mark.
Anytime, fellas. Always great to talk to you.
Mark Gannis from Sports Court. This lease with Rate Field, guaranteed Rate Field, expires after the 2029 season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.